In just a minute, we're going to see how Carl and another of our listeners do with some more voices from the week's news. If you would like to play our games in the air, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, this week we heard about a study that indicates the worst thing a couple can do to their sex life is to get what in their bedroom?
A TV.
Yes. An Italian sexologist. That's what it says here.
There's only one, you know.
I know. Only one professional. They're all amateurs at it. He's determined that couples who have a TV set in their bedroom have sex half as often as those who don't. However, there's no good data in this study on cause and effect. In other words, do people stop having sex because they'd rather watch Law & Order, or do they start watching Law & Order because they're getting more excitement from Jerry Orbach than from anybody else in the room?
I think this was this study took place before the new season of 24 started. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the new season of 24 will in fact act as an aphrodisiac in the couples of the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, women just kind of think Jack Bauer.
Kiri, I'll be honest with you. You sound like a woman who has in fact shouted out his name. I'm just saying.
There's a woman fanning herself in the front row down here.
Come on, ladies, back me up on this one.
Roy, an evening that started as a romantic night at home for a London couple ended up with an angry breakup when the woman involved admitted to having an affair. What gave away her secret?
Oh, I read this. It was, I wish I could do the voice. Maybe I could do the voice.
Ah, Eric.
Is that it?
Something. It was, in fact, a parrot. Yes, the couple's pet parrot. The man's name was Chris.
Chris.
And the parrot was squawking, I love you, Carrie. Doing a decent imitation, apparently, of the girlfriend's voice. Mm. And this wasn't the first time the parrot Ziggy had tried to warn Chris. Once when the phone rang, Ziggy chirped, Hiya, Gary. Now, what is amazing is that this is the second time we have reported on this show about a parrot squealing about an affair. And once the word about this finally gets around, the first sign of your significant other cheating on you will be the disappearance of your parrot.
That's right.
Here's the worst thing about this
story. Did the parrot have to testify in the resulting divorce action?
No, but they weren't married. They were just, you know, living together. And here's the sad thing. The parrot was his. She left. Right. She went off with Gary, whoever he was. Mm. He's home. He ends up having to give away his parrot because the parrot wouldn't stop saying Gary's name. Mm. Like,
oh, yeah, Gary. Gary has a bigger tail.
You know.